Welcome back to How to Get Scouted. This is episode 7, Not Making the Grade.
Yes, unfortunately, we have to talk about that.
I'm Drew.
I'm Olu.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that a lot of players wouldn't like to hear, but you have to hear it just for uncertainty. You have to have a plan B in football because obviously it's a very tough industry, very popular. Right, so you have an influx of players who are like yourself trying to make it. So not everyone's going to make it.
Hopefuls.
Yes. And there's what some players do that don't make it. They kind of go out of football there. You know, they don't fall in, they fall out of love with it, which is understandable. You go through some phases where you fall out of love, but it would always be like your first love, mate, of a girlfriend.
Just as a matter of interest, I'm sure it's very few kids that make it past 18 and into a professional club. Do you have any statistics about that?
There's 3.3 million children aged 5 to 15, right? And 2.4 million are boys, and 860,000 are girls. So when you look at it, right, only 1,500 players will eventually become a professional footballer.
You're almost better off being a girl because most professional clubs have women's teams and the competition's much less.
Yeah,
there's less women trying to get into it.
Yeah, exactly. But that as well in itself is a growing market.
Yeah.
As well. I mean, there are stats, I can't remember exactly the stat, but it's something crazy, like 98% of players who play football will not make it.
Right.
If they don't get a professional contract or scholarship.
So it's 2% that get into a professional club being trained, but not necessarily going out and playing a football match.
Yeah, I mean, yes or no. It's a very good question. I mean, some players might not get the chance at that club, but they might go abroad.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have to speak about the backup plan. What I would advise, you know, players that don't make it is stay in football, you know, because you've accumulated a lot of knowledge from it, from just training and playing already. So why start again? Right? You can go into coaching. Right, you can go. You can even go and be a data analyst. You can go be a referee. You know, there's lots of stuff that you can do on the business side. You can be a football agent, right? You can even have, you know, your own football club. Mm. I mean, like grassroots football club. Mm. You know, and then work your way up from there. Mm. So there's lots of things. I mean, I've only named about five.
Well, I'm just off the top of my head. You could get into merchandise.
Yes.
You could become a lawyer and work as a sports lawyer.
Yeah.
You could become an agent or a scout. Yep. You could become a physiotherapist.
Exactly.
You could become a club administrator.
Yeah.
There's probably like another. There's like another 20 jobs related to the football business.
100%, and that's why I tell players, listen, just because you didn't make it, right, still stick around. Still stick around the game because you would experience much more. You know, you still be around, you still be watching all the game, and your job is football. And if your job's football and that's your passion, hey, you've got the best job in the world. It's like what we're doing at Get Scouted as well. We're taking youths who are interested in football that might not have a career in the game. And what we do, we provide them courses, right? The courses that we're currently providing now are level 1 coaching, level 2 coaching. As well as that, we're providing a recruitment analysis course as well, because there's lots of new departments in football club that I've just created, that department alone in itself. So we provide them the course, right? Then we work on their CV, right? And then we get them some work experience for them to then get employed.
Right.
Yeah. So there's lots of pathways, and if players are lost, they can, you know, where you could go is you could come to get scouted. Not only that, you could also go to, I know, what's his name? London Field guy called Bobby. He does a great job. He works in the knife crime stuff, so he prevents a lot of boys on the streets, and they bring them in. And as well as that, he's doing the same thing. He's providing employment opportunities. I think he said he provided 92 people employment, which is a big thing.
Oh, that is a big thing.
Yeah.
Especially when the thing that you thought you were going to be doing doesn't come off, and you're left stuck with looking at the rest of your life,
100%.
Not quite knowing, and he's giving people a chance, as you are.
Yeah.
And we saw something on the television just this week on the BBC about Trent Alexander, and he is setting up, what's he setting up? A charity
for
to help players who didn't make it,
mm-hmm.
who then find themselves with depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're 18, you spent the last 18 years or 12 years getting to a point, getting trained, getting scouted, thinking maybe I've got a chance, and then you get dropped. I mean, how devastating is that? You've also been through something similar.
Yeah, I have, and it's not a nice experience because your world comes crashing down on you, and it's like you're literally drained.
Mm.
Right, and you don't even want to leave your room, you know. So
that's what depression looks like.
Yeah, it is, and that's the thing. Lots of players are going through it, especially by themselves as well. And you shouldn't go through it by yourself. That's why you should go to you know, people like Bobby, people like myself, you know, and various companies as well.
Is there therapy offered by clubs when they drop a player to help them through that next year of readjusting to the outside world?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Wow.
Right now. But, I mean, the mental health, there's been a, you know, some awareness about it, right? And I hope, you know, the FA or some sort of regulators are planning to implement that process. Because, I mean, there's a lot of players who want to be professional footballers and it ends up not happening. So what does that mean? There's a lot of players who are depressed, you know. So something needs to be implemented into the system.
Mm. We might talk about that on our next episode with a guest speaker.
Yes.
We hope so.
We will.
Okay, until next time.
Until next time, guys. Take care.
Take it easy.